show. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include all kinds of things like archives and more, so enjoy it. All right, we're going to get right into your phone calls about anything at all. Fred is in Michigan, and Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. Can you hear me now?
Just fine, Fred. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a little bit of a beef.
Where's the beef, Fred?
When callers call in and they have to lead off, many of them do this, I've heard on the show, by stating that they've been in the United States military for 4 years, or they've been in the United States military for 6 years. I'm really not sure why they find it necessary to preface their remarks by stating that.
It's like a conservative talk radio thing where they basically call up and they present their conservative cred, and this conservative host will then respond with, thank you for your service, or something like that. And that's the same reason why when you heard Ron Paul on this show over the weekend, was it this weekend or last weekend? Anyway, we had Ron Paul on, I think it was 2 weeks ago, on our Saturday show. We kind of got that response, which we don't normally get on this show because he's Ron Paul, right? So the callers all of a sudden had to call and, Ron Paul, I voted for you, and thank you for your service. And, you know, they just kind of have to state their conservative cred, I guess.
And it's not just conservatives, though. I hear this on the liberal,
they do it on the liberal shows.
I've been a union member since 1960, whatever. And, you know, it's all that same thing.
The same deal.
You know, people are trying to show where they stand, and then a lot of times they'll disagree once they give their cred, and then they'll say, this is how I disagree or agree. But they often give their cred whether they agree or disagree.
Okay, well, I guess I should say then, I'm Fred from Michigan, and I am a state employee, and I have been for 17 years.
You're a crappy American, Fred.
Oh, darn. Okay. That's what I get, I guess, for telling who I am.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Well, yeah, you don't have to do that stuff on this show. Just talk to us about what is on your mind. Oh, I'm sorry that you've worked for the state for so long.
Actually, I kind of enjoy it. I don't mind it. I like the job. I wish it was a private sector job, but
what are you doing for him?
I'm a parole agent. Supervise convicted felons on parole and probation.
There you go.
Okay. So do you really pick on some of them, the violent ones, or do you mess with the drug users?
Well, I have to supervise all types of people that are on felony probation for different offenses. Some assaultive, some non-assaultive. Some crimes have victims. Some don't. I focus my efforts on the criminals that have victims more so than the criminals that don't have victims.
Good to know. All right, you're all right in my book. So what's on your mind?
I try not to let people up for marijuana usage and so forth.
You got your libertarian cred. Go ahead.
Basically, yeah, I called in to give you my beef about people calling in and saying that they've been in the military for 4 years.
Well, I'm with you, man.
It bothers me because essentially what they're trying to say is my opinion is better than that of someone who has not served in the military. And I have to tell you, there are some really smart pro-liberty people who have served in the military, and there are some just awful, wretched, stupid human beings who've served in the military. It really doesn't change who you are
that much.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean anything.
You just happen to have, served in the same government organization as millions of other people.
Two of the things that will be said to us on this show in order to discredit us by people who are not doing a very good job of it are, have you ever served in the military, son? And how old are you? As though either one of those things would make me qualified for deciding whether or not my money should be spent on this organization that is funded through course of taxation, or B, somehow I'm going to get smart enough to have an opinion once I get to the age that person who's saying it is. My response to that one, which I just love, is I'm older than Thomas Jefferson was when he wrote the Declaration of Independence, and Jesus Christ when he died on the cross for your sins. Is that
like
old enough for you?
That. I do like when you say that. I enjoy that.
It's just such a dumb point of view, and I just come up with a dumb thing to say back to him, but I think it just slams him.
Since we're on the topic of pet peeves about talk radio, Do they do this on the liberal talk shows too, Mark? It sounds like you've heard a few of them. I think I've only heard a few minutes of some of them, just because there's so few of them out there. But do they have the self-congratulatory intros? Tom Hartman is here to kick your ass, or yes, whatever, that kind of stuff, where it goes on for like a minute. Tom, I love your show. Tom, you're the best. You know, all that, like a whole 60-second liner that runs every time they come back from break. Tom.
Stephanie Miller would probably be the one most likely to do something like that, but her show's kind of funny and hot talky anyway.
Yeah.
So
she's hot too. So she, you know, she gets a pass.
You know, she's all right
on the scale of talk show hosts. Yeah. She's got it going on.
Okay.
All right. So so thank you so much, Fred. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
One quick thing. I'm going to call back for this topic, but the vocabulary and utilizing and pronouncing words wrong, you guys have thick skins about that, don't you?
Well, yeah, I do it all wrong a lot. I went to government school, so lay it on me.
Oh, well, I've been compiling a list. I'll call back another time over, and we can
just email it.
Well, it's vocabulary and speaking, so it makes more sense that you call with that.
Is it just a misuse of the word, or is it just a different pronunciation?
Pronunciations, like I've been jotting a couple down. Just one quick one before I go is, one of you, I think Mark or Ian, I can't remember, said plethora, and the word is plethora.
Actually, there's if you take a look at the dictionary, this is one of the ones that I've looked up, and they'll have two
alternate
pronunciations.
Yeah.
Generally, when you see the pronunciations there is a more likely and a less likely pronunciation, but they're both correct. Kind of like the tomato thing.
Like diktat. I've been picked on for saying diktat before, but that's the German version. It's not dictate, which
right.
Some
diktat is an English word. It's been used enough. It's certainly etymologically from German, but it
sounds more German. That's why I use it. It just sounds more authoritarian, so I choose that version.
Another one that I often do just for kicks, and I do the plethora thing just for kicks, really. You know, I look at them. I decide to take the least pronounced version. I haven't done it with tomato, and I don't know why. I don't say aunt either. But there's
you say aunt?
I do say aunt. There's oxymoron, and then there's how do they pronounce it? Oxymoron,
Julia,
or something like that, and you know they're one's a more and one's a less likely pronunciation.
So yeah, man, feel free to call in sometime with your list and just go down and we'll see. I mean, sometimes I'll change the way I pronounce things, but Julia once told me that she thinks I mispronounce the word orange. I pronounce it orange. That's how I've always said it, orange. But apparently that's not the way you're supposed to say it. I don't know.
Some people say orange and some people say orange.
Not orange, but orange and versus orange. Anyway, it's very subtle. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And I like learning about English. I still I like it now that I'm older and I can appreciate it. When they're forcing it down my throat, I didn't like it very much.
Well, there's a certain – when it comes to debating pronunciation – there's a certain snobbiness, and whether it's, you know, a regional colloquialism thing or it's just there's two different ways to pronounce a word, it actually kind of bothers me. I mean, as long as it's not the
what about
debate,
when,
because a lot of times you'll get into one of these debates where both sides are convinced that they're correct because it's simply the way they say it.
Well,
and English is a fairly flexible language. It's spoken around so many places around the world that I'm not sure I'm going to say there's one correct way to pronounce things.
Sure.
British people will disagree with us about how we say virtually everything. And
up here.
Which is
aluminium?
One of my favorites. Yeah, aluminium. One of my favorites.
How about, how about up here in the Northeast with, I mean, stuff like soder?
Yeah.
Soder?
Well, that's
there's
more
no
of a
R in that word.
That's more of a dialectal thing. The A's at the end, sounds at the end of words get changed to ers, and ers get changed to ahs.
Worcester. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Worcester is Worcester. The weirdest thing ever.
It's
when
spelled it's Worcester.
Right, W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R. There is no H in there. You can't say Chester because there's no H.
There isn't.
Gloucester has an H. Gloucester.
Oh, really?
But it's pronounced Gloucester. Or Glosta if you're from Massachusetts.
Just language is fun.
It is for me. I particularly like that stuff, but I can also imagine that some people it breaks them a little bit when they hear one pronunciation over another.
Especially when it's us dumb Southern boys. You're not you, Nick. You were born up in the Northeast.
Yeah, there's no way to sound dumber than to have a Southern accent. I mean, being from the South, I think I can say that.
I don't know. Hitting a Southern accent up against soder, that doesn't sound too bright either.
Who are you talking about, eh?
We're on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours right there on the front page. And they're free at freetalklive.com. And guns, protests, smoking bans, biker rallies, comic conventions, Porcupine Freedom Festival, homeschooling, mortgages, pirates, hot chicks, talking about liberty, of course, and the puppet from outer space, thinktwicenews.com. Go there and subscribe today. It's the brand new news product on YouTube brought to you by Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, as well as John Shaw, the moderator of the Free Talk Live BBS. They are two of the guys that are behind thinktwicenews.com, and they've been doing a pretty good job so far. So head on over, take a look at some of their videos, and if you like it, subscribe, thinktwicenews.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls about anything. Some great news out of Massachusetts, where Manuel Laura at LouRockwell.com is reporting that there is mass civil disobedience going on down there. And who would ever have thought that such things would happen in a place, a statist place like Massachusetts? But it looks like when the incentives are correct, people will do what they are supposed to do, and that is disobey. I think that this is a great example of what happens when just a number of people start saying no, when they start telling the government they're not going to fall in line and jump through their hoops and be obedient and pony up, because that's what's happening. As you may recall, Massachusetts, I believe it was a ballot initiative, passed, I think, in November of 2008, initiative that basically reduces the severity of a marijuana conviction to the point where you will have to pay a fine. I believe as it says here, $100 fine. So if you get caught with a certain amount of marijuana, I don't know what the cutoff is.
I think it's about an ounce.
An ounce. If you get caught with less than an ounce of marijuana, the cop can only write you a ticket. Can he take the pot? He might be able to take
the pot. I think they can confiscate the pot, but it's not a misdemeanor charge. It won't go on your record.
And you aren't being taken down to the station. You're just being handed a ticket, and you're on your way. Well, according to, again, Manuel Laura, BostonHerald.com, the original source, thumbing their noses at the state's lax new pot law, Bay State stoners are brazenly lighting up in front of cops and then refusing to pay the fines, leading some frustrated police chiefs to all but give up the fight. Local police are reporting widespread defiance of the six-month-old law, and a Herald review shows a vast majority of potheads cited by cops blowing off their $100 fines. So the majority of them, at this point, after 6 months, have decided, I'm just not going to pay this. The article goes on to say, according to Laura, that the cost to prosecute these offenders through the court system is higher than the fine. Of course, the tyrants aren't liking this one bit. According to the article, Berkshire District Attorney David Kaplis, the head of the state prosecutors group that fought against relaxing pot sanctions, said, "It's exactly what we were afraid of and what we predicted would happen. They'd issue citations and they'd be ignored. My God, can you believe that people aren't taking their government seriously?"
You know, I think that this is where the government has an opportunity to, just back off, and then they won't have the problem, because clearly people aren't taking them seriously. They shouldn't be taken seriously. Not in this case.
It is good news, and it sounds like it is essentially pushing the police into a corner where they're questioning whether it's even worth it to enforce the existing law at this point.
Proponents argued pot convictions made youthful indiscretions into lifelong liabilities. But while unpaid parking tickets can cost drivers their licenses, unpaid pot fines carry no repercussions. So they could crack down even further on this and try to make a more stringent punishment happen, and they probably would find more people falling into line. But it just goes to show that when people say no, they're not going to obey, the government is to some extent stymied by that and very frustrated by it, and it makes it so it delegitimizes the state. And I think that delegitimizing the state is the most dangerous thing you can do that can happen for the state. It's delegitimization and laughter. If you can get people to laugh at the state and to not take it seriously and to ignore it, then eventually it'll go away. I mean, if enough people didn't pay property taxes, What could they really do about it? There is a significant strength in numbers, and that's one of the reasons why the New Hampshire Liberty Movement is so exciting, because we're getting those numbers together. We're getting people together who are willing to say no on more things than just a pot ticket that has no real consequence if you say no to it. But this should be encouraged, and I think this is great news, and I'm glad to be able to point it out, especially in a statist haven like Massachusetts, to have something like this going on. The district attorney says there's nothing that can happen. And according to Manuel Laura Merritt, maybe there is hope after all for the complete decriminalization of even the mildest of illegal substances. And I hope so. I think that...
You know, I'd like to see, I would like to see people not being, you know, put in jail and their lives being ruined over the possession of a dried out plant. That seems crazy to me. You know, it may not be the best thing for your lungs. It may not be the best choice for your life.
Vaporizer, my friend.
Vaporizers are probably a better choice.
I'm not saying it's good for your lungs. I don't know. But I'm imagining that vapor is better than smoke.
It seems like, it seems like it is. But, you know, it's probably not great anyway.
All right, so that's the good news, and of course, the more disobedience there is, the more difficult it becomes for the state to handle. 25 marijuana smokers smoking marijuana in public would be, I think, probably more than the state could handle as far as incarceration. I don't know. There's a certain number at which they just won't be able to afford to put them in the jail cells anymore, which reminds me, I've reached out to Mark Emery. And looking to see if we can get him on the show here, because apparently it's actually coming down to the point where the Prince of Pot from Canada will be turning himself over to the United States and possibly spending up to 5 years in prison, because
how awful.
It doesn't look like they can beat the extradition. So there's an update in his case, and obviously I want to hear it from him and you know, see how we can help. They're looking at, it looks like they are planning protests around the world to coincide with the day that he turns himself in or something like that. And we'll get the details, and maybe we'll have one here in Keene. Have a, like, that'll finally be the excuse we needed to have a marijuana disobedience here. And, of course, I'm sure that will offend a lot of people and will lose the Liberty Movement forever. 800-259-9231. Ziggy is in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
first of all, quickly, pronunciation. Any of you...
No, Zig, it's pronunciation.
Any of you want to say Lester?
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 That's the word the Americans always find tricky to say over here.
It's Lester.
It's Lester. There's something thereabouts.
They usually go Lester, you know, they cut, for some reason. Or Dutch people, if you ever want to tease a Dutch person, try and get them to say Joshua. They can't say it.
Joshua?
Yeah, if you try a Dutch accent, they can't say it for some reason. Your top,
I don't know what a Dutch accent sounds like, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, the topless protest. I think you're finding out how many people are libertarians and how many people are conservative libertarians.
Yeah. Well, that is a common thread up here. There has always been a bit of unease between those who consider themselves more of the social or the conservative type libertarian, and that's something we just have to deal with. Like, thank you for the call, Ziggy. 800-259-9231. The topless protest has definitely brought it out into the open, I think, in a big way.
I'm not going to question someone's libertarian cred based on it.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Features including the bulletin board system. There's a lot to talk about there. 450,000 plus posts. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Well, the good news out of Massachusetts is that cops are starting to back down on enforcing the marijuana laws there, since people have just decided to stop paying the fines. I think that's great news, but unfortunately, the other side of the country, Dallas, Texas, and off-duty police officers are now patrolling streets looking for people illegally watering their lawns and gardens. So one step forward, a few steps back, as usual. Residents are being encouraged to stealthily rat out water scofflaws on a 24-hour hotline. One Texas lake, this is the Associated Press, has dipped so low that stolen cars dumped years ago are peeking up through the water line. The nation's
good job of the law enforcement community here leaving a bunch of stolen cars at the bottom of this lake. I mean, you would think that it would be their highest priority rather than seeking out who's watering their lawn to get these cars out of the lake and at least tell people what the hell happened to their vehicle.
Well, but you have to understand, Mark, the government runs the water supply in most places, And so they, like any government bureaucracy, even though the water government bureaucracy, the government bureaucracy for water, at least around here, is kind of separate from the rest of the government in that they don't get money from property taxes, they get money from the bills that they issue, they still don't have those market incentives that any other agency that would be providing such a service has to, for instance, expand their capacity as is necessary to meet the expanding population of the area. Same with government roads. I mean, that's why government roads are so inadequate and so bad, because they just don't have the ability to properly calculate and to plan based on the variety of economic market signals that are coming in. They don't even have to listen to that crap because it doesn't matter. So when the water supply starts running low, instead of figuring out how to best, you know, deal with that and expand their business, they decide to crack down and hurt people, and right. That's what they're doing.
Whenever you see huge lines and people clamoring to get things, you either have basically a disaster, or you have the government in charge of things. I'd say you can bar that with movie openings of major movies, but that's about it. Those are the three reasons. And the government, they don't operate like a regular business. When there's a shortage of gasoline prices go up.
The nation's most drought-stricken state is deep frying under relentless 100-degree days, and waterways are drying up, especially in a hardest-hit area covering about 350 miles across south-central Texas. That's making folks worried about the water supply and how long it might last. According to the general manager of Liberty Hill Water Supply Corporation, he says the water table's fallen and fallen and fallen, like a whole lot of other people around here. This is the worst I can recall seeing it, I tell you. It's just pretty bleak. There are 230 Texas public water systems under mandatory water restrictions, including those in and near San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, and Austin. Another 60 or so have asked for voluntary cutbacks. Water levels are down significantly in lakes, rivers, and wells around Texas. Liberty Hill's website urges its 1,400 or so residents in all red letters to stop using unnecessary water with this plea: if we follow these strict guidelines, we may have drinking water. The town shortage eased some with the arrival this week of 35,000 gallons per day from a nearby water system, but residents are still worried.
Well, I would say the water table is one of these situations where you have communal property that is just simply not going to be – you can't regulate it by –
how many people take water out of it, you mean?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, do you think that you have the right to put a well on your property and get the water that's down there?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so does everybody else. And
right.
So if they begin using the water to the point during a drought where they, they want to water their lawn.
Sure.
They're lowering your water table at the same time.
Of course, they're also putting the water back out into the ground.
I don't know how that all works. And
a lot of it's lost to evaporate. Not to get too deep into the science, but a lot of watering a lawn, the water is lost from that local area. It doesn't go back into the water table.
So. If you wanted to water your lawn, the best time to do that is about 4 a.m., and a lot of people find it just easier to turn on their sprinklers at noon or something like that, and then you get a lot of loss through evaporation, and it doesn't get down to the roots as well.
True. Anyway. It's not a very economic way to water your lawn, but, the water doesn't disappear when it evaporates. You may be right that it may evaporate. It could evaporate, go up into a cloud and float, 100 or several hundred miles away before it ends up falling as rain.
The idea that you're wasting water has always seemed a little bit ridiculous to me, because there's a water cycle. It's going to come back eventually.
So if the rain happens in another area, then it's just a matter of getting the water from the other area over to the area where it originated, and they have pipelines for those purposes.
Well, it's just a reality, Ian.
But the government can't handle this stuff.
Right.
And I would love to see how a market paradigm would work as far as being able to handle these kinds of situations.
I'm not sure you'd see it do all that much better. I mean, you're dealing with a limited resource, so they can jack up prices, but that's effectively the same thing as trying to crack down. You're discouraging people from using the water. You're not, using the force of the state against them. Or you could just shut down service for certain periods during the day.
You
have a limited resource here, and the amount of water that they can pump into the system the way it's set up It is limited, and if it's going to run out, it's going to run out.
I suspect what you would find is that the water company, the private water company, would incentivize people to use water at different times of the day, and they would prices would go up.
It'd be a tiered system, probably, of prices.
I don't know how that would work precisely.
You'd get a certain amount up front for a certain price, and then as you use more, you might get charged more.
No, I think you could get charged less. Basically, in the marketplace, when you buy more things, you get a lower price.
Seems to be true, but if there's a shortage, then the price goes up.
Plus,
the company can
get away with charging more for the, as your quantity of consumption goes up. If it's a drought situation, you really only got one water table to tap out of. You might be able to have two companies that provide water services, but water services are in a city is one of those difficult areas for the market to address, in my opinion, because
I agree with that.
Even
it
if you marketize it, you're still likely to have a monopoly in most places, like the roads. You're only going to have one road that connects with your driveway.
But nothing would prevent, in the free marketplace, nothing would prevent Beyond Property owners saying no, somebody else coming in and hooking up an extra set of pipes for the option to service those homes. Whether that's economically feasible or not, I don't know. I'm not the investor. I'm not looking at that as a business opportunity. Maybe it is. Certainly the well companies would have some business as far as getting people. If the water monopoly, for the lack of a better term, or the single water provider, were to jack rates too high, then people would start buying wells left and right. How effective that would be with the water table, I don't know. I mean, how far can you go down?
You can go hundreds of feet. It just costs more and more as you go.
So there's going to be a certain amount. They're only going to be able to raise the cost so high. I mean, eventually, I think you pointed this out in the past, Mark, if they raise it too high, the Culligan man coming in with 5-gallon bottles is going to be, a viable option as far as providing water, or a tank on the side of a house.
Yeah.
And just like with an oil tank, obviously you're going to run through it a lot faster, but there could be all kinds of innovation that could happen as a result of the prices going up too high. Just we don't have the opportunity to even experience this because the government's running most of these water companies. But San Antonio is apparently cracking down. They are relying on the Edwards Aquifer for their water. They're enduring their driest 23-month period since weather data was recorded, starting in 1885, according to the National Weather Service. The aquifer has been hovering just above 640 feet deep, and if it dips below that, the city will issue its harshest watering restrictions yet. The city's not just sitting around, though. A total of 30 off-duty officers and other employees are working overtime. Cha-ching! To patrol the city looking for people illegally watering. So this is a real watershed for the cops as far as their paychecks are concerned.
This is where the government really falls flat on its face. Here they're sending out police officers who get paid $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year on overtime, time and a half, out to look for people who are violating the watering restrictions in order to punish the evildoers. This is not how the marketplace would handle this. Back when gas prices a year ago were $5 a gallon, you didn't see anybody punishing people that used too much gasoline. They just had to pay for it.
Exactly. More on the way here. You can bring up whatever you want. Have you ever had to deal with the water cops? 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, then learn how to promote us at promote.freetalklive.com. You can help us get on more radio stations, more internet connections. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts on the water crackdown happening all over Texas as the government is unable to keep up with demand. Because they're the government, and they don't have to. They can use guns when they've decided that you've gone too far with how much water you'd like to use. Instead of doing market-based things like raising prices when there are shortages, they decide to send men with badges and weapons and pay them overtime. Apparently, off-duty cops are moonlighting, essentially, as water enforcement officers, getting overtime pay for it, which government police pay is pretty darn good normally. Police overtime pay is sweet. What's that, time and a half? Maybe double time?
It depends on the day, but...
it depends.
I mean, you know, the basically, when you look at the numbers, it's about 6% of the American private market is employed in a union, whereas something like 80%, 70 to 80% of government employees are unionized. So really, when you're dealing with unions and the negotiating powers that they have, you're talking about public workers.
Now, we were talking about how it is that the marketplace, none of us can really be too sure exactly what would happen if the government weren't in charge of providing water to people. Certainly, you're right, Nick, when you say that the infrastructure is there. It's going to be, if it's going to be run by a company, it's still going to be a relatively exclusive situation unless somebody else wants to come in with whatever kind of investment would be necessary to build a competing infrastructure. That's it's a pretty risky investment, but that's the world of investments, right? But presuming that doesn't happen, there are still different things that could happen in the marketplace to respond to a shortage situation. We talked about how, in the event that this one company that's providing the water starts to charge too much because of a shortage situation, because they wouldn't be able to arrest their customers, that wouldn't make any sense at all. So if they start to charge too much, other people in the marketplace, like well drillers and, the Culligan man even, are going to get in on the game, and they're going to start offering competing water options to people. That much we can be pretty sure of. But just look at the economic incentives here that are in play, and the way the government handles this versus the way the marketplace may possibly handle it. This is just one idea here. But I'm looking at this story from MSNBC where they're saying that the San Antonio city workers, again, these cops going around handing out tickets, since April about 1,500 people have been cited and ordered to pay fines ranging from $50 to over $1,000. So, I mean, let's be conservative there and say that 1,500 people only had to pay $50. That's not a bad, $75,000 since April. I mean, that's not a bad amount of income coming in. Now, do you think that money's going to help expand the water supply?
Probably not.
No, I doubt that it is. I can't say for sure, but I bet you that in the marketplace, if this water provider is having a tough time getting the water and they raise the prices on it, they can take some of the money that they earn from those raised prices, reinvest it into their infrastructure, or buy some water from another water provider nearby that could ship it over to them. They'd use that money to expand their business and improve their ability to provide that product out into the future, whereas the government's probably just taking it and padding the general fund with it and ringing the cash register. So I think there's a big difference there in how things would be approached. But here's what the cops have to say for them. Oh, in a moment, we'll get what the cops have to say. They say residents are encouraged to snitch out water scofflaws, although the article actually uses the term rat, on a 24-hour wastewater hotline or water waste hotline. Then the spokesbureaucrat for the water system says, "We don't go out in a car with sirens blazing or anything like that, but we do take the report and send out a letter saying, 'You've been reported for not following water rules.'" Now, I just love how they just try to make it sound like it's no big deal. It's just a letter. I mean, we're not sending the cops with the handcuffs. But, of course, if you don't pay the fines, then what happens?
That's when it comes down on you.
Yeah, exactly. So the rest of the story is just about how they're expecting rain at some point. But I thought it was interesting that just to kind of look at the idea that in the marketplace, when you have a disaster, and let's call this a disaster, a drought is a disaster situation. In a hurricane situation, which we lived through a few of those down south, Mark, what you have frequently is people will have batteries and generators and things like that that are in high demand during a hurricane. Ice is also usually water in high demand. So because it's in high demand and there's a short supply, prices tend to go up. And there's a good reason for that, and that is that the first guy that arrives to the ice machine doesn't decide to buy every single bag of ice. If it's $10 for a bag of ice as opposed to $1, which it normally would be, but $10 because they know they can make that from people, he's going to be very judicious about how much ice that he purchases for himself.
Sure.
He's going to buy the minimum necessary to get his job done.
Right. If it's if you're looking at a situation in a hurricane and somebody goes to the store and sees 10 bottles of water sitting there, and they're at a dollar a piece because they've gotten rid of these gouging, the gouging laws make it so that they can't charge what the market will bear, then the guy who walks in is going to buy all 10 gallons because it's only a dollar, and I can have it for later in case something terrible happens. Whereas if it's $10 per gallon, then he's liable to think to himself, you know what, I better get two. It's really expensive, but we need the water, and I'll have a little extra, and we'll ration it out. That way, if five people do that, then you've got five times the people who are getting water. These laws, these gouging laws, hurt people.
And it not only does it hurt the potential customers from getting their hands on things, but there's also a kind of a longer-term consequence that needs to be looked at. And I'm sure we're only touching on a few things. I bet there are other reasons we can talk about, but the store owner with the 10 gallons of water left is going to sell those 10 gallons, whether he sells them at $1 or $10, right? I mean, right. Odds are good if there's some sort of high demand for water, he's going to sell all 10 of those. So he's either going to take $10 in because he's restricted by the government laws, or he's going to take $100 in. Right. And the thing is, if he takes $100 in, he can call up the water supplier and say, hey, I've got this, I need to order this many pallets of water. Obviously, I don't know how many pallets you can get for $100, but we're talking on just a general basis. If they're able to charge more, they have more capital that they can work with to bring more products in, which can help more people.
And they're incentivized in the future to keep more water on hand. They bought at a lower rate when the disaster wasn't around in order to be able to sell it at the higher price when the disaster does occur, thus keeping in the community the supplies that people need. This works with plywood. This works with water. This works with snowblowers. This works with generators. It's all the same. Gouging laws are made by
people that don't understand economics.
Feel good politicians who just want to go with
they want to get elected. Yeah. They want to give people. They want people to feel like they're doing something. They want to be able to stand up on a podium and make it look like they can actually do something about a disaster.
Well, and most people think that they are doing something positive because most people in general don't have a firm grasp on economics.
True.
Not that economics is really all that complicated when you get down to just the very basic aspect of supply and demand, which drives most of our day-to-day interactions and drives pricing.
The reason I brought that up was to draw a parallel to what a disaster that we're familiar with a hurricane, to this disaster they're experiencing down in Texas, which may be part real drought and part government disaster, the fact that the government just sucks at providing water services because of the various different reasons we mentioned. So hopefully that made it clear. Would love to hear from you how you feel about maybe things could be different in a market-based water-providing world. What sort of innovations do you think might pop up? I mean, we're just a three talk show hosts sitting behind microphones. We have no extra ability to pontificate about these matters than anybody else does. So would love to hear from you. Maybe you do work in the water business and you can chime in here. 800-259-9231. We'll go to an unscreened call on the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Dan in New Jersey.
Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, yeah, I was just calling. I wanted to comment about civil disobedience.
Okay, sure.
And The topics come up, I guess, some people are talking about, different aspects of civil disobedience, and I just wanted to throw my, two cents in there because I'm opinionated and that's what I do. Anyway.
Go for it.
What I was gonna say is, I like the civil disobedience stuff that especially you guys are doing up in Keene, and, I just feel like there are some people who have taken the idea and run with it and aren't necessarily thinking about the intentions of their activism. I mean, the intention of the activism is to recruit more people for the Free State Project, get more people, like, turned on to liberty, and it would make sense to me that if you're going to participate in civil disobedience, that you choose activities that are principled.
Okay, I'm not sure which activities you're
mass appeal.
I'm not sure which activities you're talking about, so I don't know if it's a topless thing or not, but I want you to expound on that, if you don't mind. Can you hang through the news?
Sure thing.
All right, hang on. It's Dan, right?
Yeah,
800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.